Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty podcast, the podcast that tries to get to the bottom, or the smelly bottom, of your issues.
It's a podcast, and we believe that no one's born with a smelly bottom. It's the things that happen to us along the way.
So join us as we interview different guests each week, trying to work out what their problem is, and then solving it.
And you might learn something at home, and welcome to the podcast.
It's a podcast.
To which degree does your butt stink?
If you were here with us, you would smell him. Absolutely reeks.
Have
of
you
stuff.
Heard of crystal
I didn't.
Healing.
I thought that you said you'd not met your father, and now you're
well,
pushing
should we
off
give
a cliff.
Us some advice on how to be more confident?
Absolutely. If you haven't got a vagina, just find someone that does, and then speak to that vagina instead.
Do, 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 do. I thought I'd sing us in today.
You keep forgetting we've got jingles, don't you?
Classic Claire Cares, and welcome to another edition of... Do you want to say the title?
No.
Oh, welcome to another edition of...
What is it, Claire? What's the title of the show?
Well, we usually have a jingle for this.
This is episode 212.
Of How Dirty Is Your Bottom and How Do We Clean It Up?
No, you've not got it right. It's Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty?
I'm on new medication.
How could we not notice...
So, welcome to another lovely show with our lovely guest,
Dr. Benjamin Jones.
You're the host.
And our guest is...
Sarah.
Hello, Sarah. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
You are more than welcome. Now, Sarah, what we like to do in this show is really get down to the niggles and griggles, don't we? Ben, over to you.
That's good.
Ben?
Benjamin.
Yes. So, Sarah, first thing to notice about you... You walked into the house today, a quick hello, and then I caught you rummaging in the kitchen cupboards after biscuits.
I got a sweet tooth.
Oh, Benjamin, that's not kind to a young lady.
Did you know that I was in the corner of the room?
I was well aware of your presence, Benjamin, but when a girl's got to have a biscuit.
What are we
Will
girls
you finish that
like?
Off me? Yeah.
Well, she's got to have a biscuit.
I've got to have
or
a biscuit.
Or six in Sarah's case, and no judgment here, Benjamin. Yeah.
No judgment. No judgment.
No, I appreciate it.
Just wanted
that.
To make you aware that I saw you, and if you also, you know, you knew that I was there, now we both know that it happened.
It's on the. It's out on the table.
It's on the table. And the biscuits aren't because Sarah had them.
Thank you.
Would you consider yourself a greedy little pig?
Yes, I would, yeah.
Would you?
Yeah, precisely that, yeah.
That's important to own, actually.
It's one of my sort of defining character traits.
Is it?
Greedy little pig and perpetually very poor.
Oh, yeah. Poor little piggy.
Poor little poor piggy. Little piggy.
Yeah. Well, there's no shame here, and you're welcome. And I, one day, was surviving on a packet and a half biscuits a day after my divorce.
Oh,
yes.
If I invited you over for dinner, or you went over to a friend's house for dinner for the first time, and their parents were there, and they're passing around the chicken, and you've seen that everyone's had a bit of chicken apart from you and the mother.
Yeah.
Are you going to take all of the chicken and leave her with nothing?
Do you eat chicken?
I do eat chicken,
That
yeah.
was question number one, we
should have. I take more than 50, just over 50%
you
of the chicken.
You take too much of the chicken?
I take too
she's
much.
Old, she's
older.
Old.
She's got a smaller appetite.
And at that age, you really are just waiting to die sometimes.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. She's just rotting. She's overly ripe.
And also, question number two, does she, the mother, like chicken?
Well, yeah, that's the thing, isn't it?
You don't know. Not everybody likes chicken.
No.
Do you eat chicken like us?
No. No, and I guess that's why I'm sort of asking the chicken question.
Yeah, it's quite pertinent with you.
Yeah, I am very much a no chicken gal.
That's one of your defining traits.
Vegan.
Yeah, but when I gave, do you know Nicholas? Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, when I gave him fellatio, I would stop, look up and say, oh, tastes like chicken, for a funny joke.
Oh, that's nice,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's just a funny icebreaker.
Oh, that's
it was just
great.
With Nicholas.
I've tried it one or two other times with other men, but they don't, Nicholas did think that was funny, so it's a, you know,
I like
so it's sort of thing we had, it was a private
little,
joke, really, yeah.
When I come, I say, I'm going viral.
Like that.
Lovely.
Love that.
Yeah.
That is beautiful.
Thank you.
Do you come often?
No. Only if I make myself.
Right, yeah. So you, it's really just a little...
Bit of self-love.
Help yourself to
come
in.
Little
help yourself to biscuits.
Yeah.
Good for you, Sarah. You're a modern, independent, spunky woman, and I
appreciate
it. Okay, let's put her in a cage. I didn't know.
Benjamin.
Okay.
Why's your bottom so dirty? Solve it with a tablet.
Or hug a tree.
Now, why does your bottom smell? Do you know?
Well, I've got some ideas. Mm-hmm. Shall I elaborate?
Yeah,
or
we'd
shall
like
we
to
end
hear
the podcast?
We'd like to hear the ideas. Discussion, really. This is discussion.
I do worry about myself because, I don't know, sometimes if I'm holding a baby, I'll think, oh, no, I hope I don't drop this baby.
Oh.
And that's quite worrying, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. What kind of baby?
Well, big fat one.
Big juicy one.
Big juicy one, yeah.
Do you only ever hold fat babies?
Ideally, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remind you of any... Okay, do you wear gloves? When you hold the baby, do you take any safety precautions when you hold the baby? Because I'm sort of thinking, you know, sort of a papoose or a harness or something like that can help.
No, I sort of balance that. You know, when you turn them on their backs, whack them on your hip.
Yes.
And then just grab
Dad's
them by the crotch and the big nappy bit. Oh. And then you... can you see the bounce on the podcast? I shouldn't.
You
sort
can't,
of bounce,
but I'm illustrating.
Imagine
with
the
verbals.
Bounces.
Imagine the bounces. That's sort of a perfect state for me.
Yeah.
But ideally, I want to be a mum that just has no bags on me, but just has a little baby in a little front papoose, and I'm just going
around, business,
and I'm very skinny.
Are you
and
wearing
people
white
are like,
jeans?
How did she have that baby?
Yeah,
like,
I can see
very
with the papoose.
Skinny.
And are you wearing white jeans and just sort of salon hair?
Exactly that, rich girl hair.
Mm. Yeah, lovely. Oh, lovely. Mm. Do you have a man or woman in this scenario, like a partner? Or
no.
Just you and the bab?
Just me and the bab.
Lovely.
Just hopefully won't drop it.
Well,
Benjamin, this must be ringing some alarm bells for you.
Is it, Benjamin?
Well, I remember the first time I saw a car crash and I screamed and I panicked and I ran around. And then I said to myself, if I'm going to get over this, I'm going to have to see many more car crashes. So I went out and sniffed out car crashes until it didn't bother me anymore. So my advice for you, drop a few babies and eventually you get over it.
Yeah, facing the fear.
Do you know any babies that would be up for a little drop?
We can plant them.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Or would Dr. Benjamin Jones...
Yeah, if you've got a baby and you think...
I haven't finished the question.
All right, okay. I thought you were passing the baton.
No. Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Yes?
Would a pretend baby... I'm just thinking health and safety gone mad, you know.
Yeah.
Would a pretend baby, you know, papier-mâché or something... Mm-hmm. Would that work? A papier-mâché baby or...
I think it has to be a real baby. I think if it's a papier-mâché, it won't have the same effect.
Okay, what about CPR?
CPR.
Oh, yeah.
They often have dummies.
Mm-hmm.
A dummy baby.
Little dummy baby.
Yeah, a stupid baby.
Yeah.
If you are out there and you've got a stupid baby and you don't mind it being dropped a few more times, please get in touch to Dr. Benjamin Jones or Claire Cares and we will arrange Sarah to drop your stupid baby for you.
Wow. I think the lions are going to be ringing off the hook with that offer.
Ring, ring. Now.
So this is your main problem in life.
Yeah.
Your main problem is how many times per week or per month or per annum would you say you're holding a bab?
Oh, once per year.
Right.
I only have that worry sort of every 3 years or so.
Right. I'm not sure if that's where the stench is coming from.
No, it doesn't seem like a big problem for you.
Okay.
It doesn't happen too...
Anything else?
Is there possibly...
Sometimes when I've got lots of work to do, I've got a deadline.
Yeah.
I'll sort of avoid doing the work and I'll sort of do lots of other things, like I'll clean the house or I'll...
I saw someone tweeting about that the other day, actually.
Oh, well,
I wonder if it's a phenomenon. I saw someone tweeting, oh, I should do my work. I think they were one of these funny writers you get. Comedy actress,
etc. Martin Clunes
on acid.
Yes.
So you're Martin Clunes on acid. Or you're Martina.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Clunes. Sure.
And they were saying... what you've just said, actually.
Okay. Yeah.
For more content like that, www.twitter.com.
So that's often where I go if I want to not do my work.
Twitter. Yeah. That's the irony of it, is of course. Everyone's on there sort of moaning about not being able to get off there.
Yeah.
Welcome to modernity. We're having fun.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The doctor will see you now.
Okay, yeah. Dr. Benjamin Jones, I'm handing over to you a lot today because I'm ovulating.
Okay, that's
fair enough.
Yeah. Well, I think that you avoiding to work and you avoiding to hold babies is probably linked slightly. Okay. It's almost like you are avoiding to grow up.
Okay.
There's not many adults that I have met that have got a smelly bottom.
Yes, that's incorrect. We've met loads.
I know, but Sarah doesn't know that, and right. I'm just trying to make this all flow
nicely.
Like a river. And yes, yeah, so does that ring true to you?
That's sort of. I do think I'm in a sort of nubile state. You know, I don't feel like I'm an adult. I don't organise.
Yeah. You're wearing dungarees.
I'm wearing dungarees
and a plastic thing. So we can.
My friend is a teacher, actually. Just reminded me. And the other day, she was having a noisy lesson in her class.
Yeah.
And then she heard screaming coming from the toilet outside, and she ran out, and there was this child in the toilet, and he was screaming and crying, and she said, Stanley, what is it? And then he said, it's making noises, it's alive. And then she was like, what, Stanley, are you okay? And he was like, it's screaming. And then she was like, what? And he said, it's coming out my bum, the sick is coming out my bum. And he had diarrhea and he just never had it before. He thought it was sick and he thought it was alive.
I remember bleeding from my rectal passage at the age of 7 and being very confused and frightened, but also quite pleased with the attention. Yes, quite pleased with the attention. You know, because I could go and get the teacher and it's a valid reason. And, you know, it was all in all, it was a great day, really. Yeah. It had a happy ending, should we say? Because everyone was worried about me. So,
yeah, lovely. Yeah. Lovely.
That and my dad going to prison were, because I thought, oh.
Monumental.
Yeah, I can, oh. I can squeeze some attention out for this. Yeah, you know.
Did you get presents?
No, but I did, you know, everyone was very worried about me.
Mm. Hugs and kisses.
Hugs and kisses.
I'm worried about you right now.
Oh, no, you don't. I am thin. I am thin. But that's because of the new drugs that I'm on.
Why is your bottom so dirty? Who is it that hurt you?
What I think we should possibly do is... encourage Sarah to move into adulthood.
Oh, yes.
By showing
sofa that is functional.
Okay.
Joining a poetry class.
Okay.
Procreating, just because there's nothing.
These are all very scary things that you're talking about.
Oh, okay,
Claire,
okay. Some shrubbery.
What we need to do.
Have you thought of shrubbery?
Claire Cares.
Yes.
Don't make me tell you off.
Sorry, Benjamin.
But that's exactly what we should be doing to Sarah. Let's treat her like a child now.
Okay.
Over and over again.
I'll smack your bottom.
Yes, exactly. Things like that.
Okay. I'll smack your... not your front bottom.
Tell her off.
I won't smack...
Give her rules.
Okay. 9 p.m. bedtime.
How do you feel about that?
I don't like that.
Exactly. Keep going. This is working.
Okay. Brush your hair...
that's mean.
You're not allowed earrings or makeup, you little slut.
Are you going to give Sarah pocket money this week?
No, because she's been bad. Mm. And the margarine's got paw prints in it.
Yes. And maybe explain to Sarah that even in adulthood, she can still have lots of biscuits.
Yes, that's not a problem. No shaming there. We don't want to shame you. That's actually bad. But Sarah, you've got to start doing your homework.
Yes.
What do you do as a job?
It's hard to say.
Mm. She doesn't do anything. She told us that.
She procrastinates. Sarah! Oh, this is going to help.
Teach her about strangers.
This is going to help. Sarah, only go home with strangers if you get a very good vibe from them. And they're quite good looking. Also, Sarah, stop procrastinating. You don't want to be on... or... you'll end up nowhere fast. Yeah. I think that's good to her.
How does all that feel? Did you feel like a little child? It's okay.
Sorry.
Can I just say something, Sarah?
Sorry.
Okay, that's okay. It's okay to be emotional.
I've never seen this side of you, Dr. Benjamin Jones. I really like it.
I'm embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed.
That's only going to make the smell worse.
It stinks. It stinks.
Yeah.
Dusty. But we can get together... We can clean this up. The first step is realizing that you smell. Yeah. That's the first step.
And it does look like you realise that. The second step is realising how that's affecting the people around you.
Bloody stinks. Bloody stinks, doesn't it? Don't worry. It's gonna be okay.
Yeah.
Is it Dr. Benjamin Jones?
I think it is. I think this is real progress that we're seeing here.
Would you describe this as a breakthrough? And do we have a jingle for that?
Can we have the breakthrough jingle, please?
It's up to you to break through.
Yep. Sorry, Sarah. Just excuse your tears as we try and work up a little jingle here.
Okay.
You've got to break through.
You've got to break through. 1, 2, 2, 2, 2.
2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2 she was acting like a little
Dr. Benjamin, if you will allow me, I've been going to piano recitals, so okay. I think, okay, let me take the floor on this one. Okay.
She stopped crying.
Okay, great. Now don't you feel blue, because you got to break through.
Not bad. So there we go. How does that feel?
Wow, that feels good.
Yeah, it feels good, right? Music is good for the soul, they say.
Mm. Oh, God.
Can I just say, you smell a little bit less.
Do you think?
Yeah, that's definitely some real progress there. You've admitted your problem.
Can I just say, if you're listening in surround sound at home, then
lucky you.
Yeah, lucky you. And welcome. He's doing all the voices from the areas of the room.
Dolby.
Dolby surround sound, and also a big shout out to Sonos.
Is this a jingle?
I feel like I'm having a grown-up conversation with three adults.
Oh, Sarah!
For the first time in 15
minutes. Oh, God! Do you mind if I touch your knee, Benjamin?
Yeah, I prefer it.
Welcome back, Sarah. Now, do you want any little biscuits or anything as a celebration?
Yeah, I'd love a little biscuit.
We've made no progress at all. The little pig still wants biscuits.
Dr. Benjamin Jones, I don't want to be on a podcast where we say biscuits or eating is a bad thing.
I know, but I'm spending good quality time here trying to fix someone's arsehole.
I'd like to smell your bottom right now.
Well, you can't.
There's a distinctive stink.
There's
coming
nothing
out
wrong
of
with
rectum.
Eating, but there is a problem with going into a stranger's house and taking six biscuits out of their cupboard without asking. That's an issue.
Dr. Benjamin Jones,
she's taken the poor mum's chicken as well.
That's theoretical.
Oh, it's
I won't pander to it.
Listen, Dr. Benjamin Jones, you are in a room with two beautiful swans right now.
One of them should be in a cage because you're trying to get them
biscuits. I'd be crying now if it didn't smell of sulphur. Okay?
Sarah, Dr. Benjamin Jones is having a hard time at home, okay? And it's because of his personality.
Well, a hard time at home. I've just got no fucking biscuits left.
Right, I'll go around and get you some bourbons, okay? You want some bourbons?
Yes.
You want some bourbons?
Yes.
And they cheer up with you?
Thank you.
Okay. So, Sarah, it's been lovely to have you.
It's
what a wonderful guest. And you've hit me
nice.
Right here, and I'm pointing to the heart. Okay.
Oh, yeah. You've hit me and cleaned me up.
Oh, yeah. Cleaned you up.
Cleaned me right up. Feels
better
good.
Than a colonic, isn't it?
I wish I'd had a colonic.
You have.
Feels
in a
like
way.
I've had
you
yeah,
feels like, and, like it, and that's what we say. We say it's an emotional, we say it's a colonic for the soul, don't we?
I love that.
That's what we say.
We've never said it yet, but it's what we're going to start saying, isn't it?
Yes.
You could say it instead of the smells of chicken. Colonic for the soul.
When I'm going down on someone. Well, me and Nicholas have split up, so wouldn't have quite the same fun vibe.
I think I'd like that, though. Just as a feedback sort of thing. I think if someone
was
said that,
chomping
and they went, oh, this is like a colonic for the soul, I think I'd go, yeah,
because
like
it shows they're interested. It shows they're stimulated by your stimulation, as it were. And you can't say fairer than that.
Mm.
So thanks for joining us again for a lovely podcast. And see you next week for number
213.
Please.
Classic episode, I think it will be.
I think so. So it's goodbye for me. It's goodbye from the beautiful swan, Sarah.
It's goodbye from Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Benjamin?
Not doing it.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.